Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Rusty Menzel already breaking some news on your phone this morning. Just kidding.
No.
I saw you typing out something. Publisher of Dogs HQ, co-chairman of the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame. You know,
breaking news of shame in here is what happened.
We got a lot going on.
Golly, I go out of state a couple of days, and y'all just start acting a fool, driving on the highways.
Look, man, speaking of acting a fool, when you walked in here, I was like, "Hey, what was your trip with your kids like to Disney World?"
And oh,
like, never
boy.
Took them. What a Grinch, man! Are you kidding me?
Sounds like a smart man.
I have not, but listen, I have 4 daughters, and I'm preparing for the financial burden of what's coming down the line. And one of them's got that look in her eye about Dad, it's getting time. I'm like, oh boy.
Every year, like my dad would, you'll lose it. Yeah. You'll just lose it. Let's just be, you know.
Oh, there's no
doubt. You'll have like a dad's.
I'm taking L's. You know, it's just how many L's I'm gonna take. People are like, how's life treating you? I'm like, dude, my debit card's on life support.
I was gonna say. Every day. More money for college tuition or the wedding.
Oh, hey, man. God, let me tell you something. Hey. You don't think God's got a sense of humor?
Just tell them what my dad tells us is after 30, you're off the hook. If you're not married,
I don't want to pressure. I'll do it when I get 29. I say that right now. Two of them be like, all right, Dad, let's talk.
I mean, I'm going to tell Porkchop the moment she's born, just so you know, you get to pick college fund or wedding fund. You ain't getting both.
What?
Yeah, dude, ain't getting bugged.
He's going to be an absolute puddle.
He's going to take an L.
This ain't UNICEF. He ain't getting bugged.
He's going to take the biggest L.
There's no doubt about it, man. Yeah. Where did you watch the national title game? Is my next question. And what was the vibe like?
I watched it at a sports bar in Nashville. Shout out Omni Nashville. Like if you go to Nashville and you don't stay at the Omni, it is. Unbelievable. The view, this is downtown, so shout out Nashville Omni. We got a sports bar in there, and it's interesting because there was a convention of some sorts, and you could tell there were some Ohio State fans in, but they were playing music. It was kind of loud, and they were trying to get the music to stop, and then it just, I don't know, didn't have that, like, when you go to a bar here, and I'm just going to say it, if Georgia, Alabama, Florida, somebody's playing, and it is loud, it's intense. Yeah, they scored a couple of touchdowns, a few claps. I was like, what is going on?
A little reserved.
I don't know. And we'll talk about it more today. Clay Travis said something yesterday about the ratings. I come in and quote tweet, like, move it to Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then I get lit up by the NFL folks. I'm like, I love NFL. I'm not trying. I'm saying we can have it all. We can have the NFL playoffs at 1-4 and national championship at 7.
Well, if you could move it a week or if you could somehow.
It's too long. The season's too long.
If you could get it a week earlier,
yeah.
You could get it on wild card weekend.
Yeah.
And to that point, there's no reason why the NFL could not flip their schedule. Now, they don't want to because of the primetime game, but they could have seemingly flipped their schedule and have the early have two games on Saturday and then leave the night for the college football. And then the NFL could do three games on that Sunday. They could. They don't want to. No,
yeah.
I don't know what
that is. And the bottom line is, and I've been saying this, at the end of the day, with all the talk coming out of the ACC this week about ending the conference championship, I just wonder if there's any leeway there if you ever do have a governing body, a central governing body with college football, if you couldn't move some of these things up.
Yeah.
Because to your point, the season just drugged
out. Did you see what Ryan Day said? Ryan Day, I think he said in his press conference, there's only four NFL teams left playing and us. Like, that's a long
– and a long season.
And they start before NFL.
Yeah.
They do, like the week before. Yeah,
which is crazy.
It's nuts, man. It did drag out a little bit. But
if you do week zero now, some teams start. Yeah, there could be a team that starts
Notre Dame,
2 weeks.
Georgia Tech did.
Yeah. What did you think about Saban's stuff?
I listened to you guys and what you were talking about this morning, and I think the perception is that Nick Saban quit because players are getting paid. Here's what I'm pretty confident in talking to a lot of coaches. These guys don't care if these guys are getting paid. It's not their money. And they know what these kids go through. And I think they deserve – everybody thinks – and I know behind the scenes what a lot of these people think. Nobody has a problem with these kids getting paid. The problem is – and this is what Nick Saban doesn't want to touch, but he has mentioned this in prior interviews – you go beat Georgia in SEC championship, and everything you went through as a team to get to that point, and all the everything it takes. You were underdog. You basically ended Georgia's season right there, and he had like 15 kids he had to meet with the next day to talk them out of going to the portal. That's what they don't.
It's the Miami basketball coach.
Yes,
go to the Final Four. I got seven kids want to leave.
That is the deal to where you're like, what am I doing? I mean, we just went through what we went through as a staff, as 85 players, and we had the biggest win of the year. Other than a national championship, I guarantee that was one of Saban's private. Like that was a huge deal for Alabama.
Yeah,
Georgia was the dog. They'd won so many games in a row, and Alabama beats them. And you have 15 kids you got to meet with the next day. That's what Gus Malzahn did at Central Florida. They had like 20. He had like 20 meetings the next day. You know, what he said, "I'm out."
Yeah,
I'm out.
Like, can't blame him.
So I wonder, because a lot of it, I'm not making a broad stroke assessment here, but like if you're dangling money in front of a kid, and he's got other people in his ears. Also, you don't know what kind of background that kid's coming from as well.
Yeah.
So it's like there's so many layers to it because absolutely, I would leave for $400,000 from a smaller school, and I'm a good talent. You know, wasn't Quinshon Judkins where was he before?
He was at Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, that's what it was, yeah.
And that was a deal, I know a lot went on behind the scenes with that. And he went back to Ole Miss several times, you know. And I'll say this, I'm sure there was some immaturity on his part, and I'm sure that between him and Lane, they started butting heads. And at the end of the day, he left and got exactly what he asked Ole Miss to pay, and they didn't want to do it at that point. And I get both sides of that. Lane at some point probably said, that's as far as we're going to go. You know, but he's like, Coach, I got this. And you got. And I saw Lane put a tweet out tonight like, love you. You know, congratulations winning that championship.
It's a business decision.
Whatever
that point,
there
right?
is. I get that point. And I'm not saying that 15 kids didn't need to leave Alabama, but there's a know the pulse, know the room. We just won the SEC championship. And that huge game, the next day you're like, I got to talk to Coach. I'm out. I got to redo my deal.
Wasn't that the timing of the – like the portal?
No, it hadn't opened yet.
So
it was about to.
About to.
Yeah, but there's a big window there. You know what I mean? So these kids were like, they were 1 foot out the door. But on Saban's part, just for him, that was probably one of those points. He goes, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I can't. There's what I go through and how much time. And somebody else is going to have to do the younger dudes.
Well, and I think it's such a blameless problem in a lot of different ways, because like who you point to Tiff's point, you're not going to blame the kids. Anybody would make that decision. Most people would make that decision. You don't blame the coaches that are getting out from under it. You don't also don't blame the new coaches that are like, I'll go make $10 million somewhere.
I don't think it's blameless. I think the NCAA and the federal government are to blame, because the NCAA never had a plan. They never even thought that they just acted like this would go away if they ignored it.
Talking about taking L's.
And then the government jumps in and starts allowing states to make their own rules, and the local governments And then there was no federal, you know, oversight of it. And then the next thing you know, and I'm okay with no federal oversight, but the NCAA's lack of a plan with these states and deciding, well, we got to start paying these players. It's coming anyways. Well, let's be the first to do it. And they all have different rules, and it just really.
I'm not sure what they thought could have been, though.
They thought Congress was going to bail them out, and Congress was like, we don't want any part of that, period. So the NCAA sitting there going, wait a minute, y'all don't have our back? And they're like, no, dog, you're on your own, bro. And you took L, and they're still taking L's.
Yeah. So I think you're right. The coaches and the players aren't to blame. And that's why I said what I said. I don't think it had anything to do with Saban about the money, who was getting paid. It's the fact of he couldn't – it added another thing that he had to do where his day went from – what was Saban's days when you did our mic? 12 hours? 13?
Way more than 16.
Okay, so take a 16-hour day.
Yeah.
And well, now it's 19 hours because you've got 3 hours or you got these 20, 30-minute meetings. And Rusty, I know you know a lot of this stuff. I don't know how much you can really go into, but it's not just when the portal's open.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of the season where guys are like, "Hey,
that's really what it keeps coming down to for me is there are no rules.
There's
the
no
problem, rule. Like in people, it's not the NFL. Like the NFL, you got free agency, you got contracts, you got everything. It's just a free for all.
Yep.
Like, and it's just dangle the carrot and just see what we can do.
Yeah, we're talking about a 30 for 30 in 20 years. In 5 years from now, unfortunately, there's going to be a story about all these players with no degree and the kids that were making $300,000 at 20 years old and they don't know what to do at 26 years old when the sports world is done. And that is a very real conversation that's going to have to be had. And I worry as a dad and kids that I know bouncing from school to school, you know, and I know the end game, which is the NFL goal. That's great. I have no problem with that. But you also got to understand only 1% of people play past 26 years old.
I was going to say, the numbers are
the
not.
Numbers
and
are
then even, I don't know if the average is still like 3 years in the league.
It's
but
like it's three and a
like
half.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I tell people when I go to talk to schools, I go, if you're a 1 percentile player, you're playing NFL at 25 years old. The average male expectancy in the United States is 75. That means you got 50 years without it. You got 50 without it.
Yeah, so I was going to make a joke. So I was like, you live longer for sucking the life out of your wife.
I don't know if I'll make it to 75.
She doesn't live as long.
But women, I think women live longer, I think.
When you're unmarried. But when you're married, your
you
life
know
expectancy
that
is short.
Yeah, I knew you know that. But it's 50
true.
Years.
That's a true
50,
stat.
50.
Yeah, it's actually statistically.
So you're saying that married men live longer than married women?
Yes.
I don't believe that.
I don't either.
I don't believe that.
Of course, we're
going to dig into it. I guarantee she knows the stat on the other one. That's the pro there. But but that's my biggest worry. And I see these kids. Listen to me now. These kids are making $500,000 and $600,000 a year. I know one player that is already buying houses and flipping them.
What?
And that
that's
unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Smart. Yeah,
I'm telling you right now. This kid was a 5-star player. He's still in college. And he is on the right path with his career off the field.
That's awesome.
And then I know guys that have got 400 pair of Jordans. I'm not kidding you.
No,
where you?
Hey, that's an investment.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
you sell them later.
Sometimes it can be, but I mean that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, Rusty. Great talking with you this morning.
This always goes so fast.
You know,
I didn't even get on you this morning. I got a new.
You didn't.
I'm fresh.
I was going to say something earlier that would have had you get on me, but I'll save it for the next segment.
Well,
clearly, she's trying to live longer.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
That's true.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.